We're doing the Ntivot Shalom on Parshat Lech Lecha. And the Ntivot Shalom had explained the test of going to the land of Canaan, and he had boiled it down to the test of realizing his own potential. Avraham Avinu's test was really a continuous test. And that's the challenge of Lech Lecha in the beginning of the parasha. And then there's the Lech Lecha to the Akedah, which was the question of would he live up to that one big test of binding his son, etc. And that's why the Midrash questioned which one was more precious to God. The ongoing challenge that lasted for decades of Avram realizing who he was, or that one-time strength to stand up to a one-time test. And now he's up to the next question he had raised, and that is, why are these points described as a journey? Lech lecha, go to find yourself. Why is it described as a travel, as going to something? V'ne'emar zot bilshon alicha, and this is described as walking, as going, le'orot sheze tafkido shel yehudi, to teach us that this is the job of a Jew. Lalechet v'litkadem tamid, to walk and always advance, b'darko el yehudo, in his path to his destination. Umrumaz begimel ha'pamim shel lashon alicha, and the three times that God tells Avram the term go, walk, advance, God is alluding to the idea ki atzivui lalechet v'litkadem ba'avodat Hashem, that the commandment to go, to advance in the service of Hashem, shayach b'kol tkufot chayav shel ish yehudi. It's applicable at every state of a Jew's life. It's not just something you do when you're a teenager, when you're 20 years old at Machon Meir, or 40 years old at Machon Meir. No. Every stage of life is supposed to be a continuous journey. Sometimes we can invest one type of strength, and other times we can invest other strengths. But life is supposed to be this ongoing journey towards the destination. And just as these three commandments to Avram, go, advance, go to seek yourself, go to discover what you, Avram, can be. Just as those three commandments were said at three different periods in Avram's life, God told him, go to the land before he entered the land of Israel. God told him, go before me, be whole, do the circumcision. That was said later when he was already 99 years old, 24 years after he had entered the land of Israel. And then when God told him, go, advance, discover yourself, go to the mountain of Moriah with your son Yitzchak, that was said to him, ne'emar lo b'tkufa meucheret yoter, at a much later date, k'shekvar yav ziknuto, when he was already an old man. B'chol ha'tkufot tzarich tamid lalecht v'litkadem likrat ha'yehud. In all periods of life, one must always go and advance towards the goal. B'chol tkufa mitkufat ha'chayim, yeshno tatafkid ha'miyuchad ha'sheyach l'tkufa hazo. In every period in a person's life, there is the responsibility, there's the position, there's the job that is unique for that period in a person's life. Umishum kach mitchalfim gam bechol tkufa tchunotav shel adam. And that's why Hashem made it that as we advance in life, our traits take a change. We turn. We're not the same person. The blood that boils within us in our teenage years is different than the excitement we have in our 20s. And the excitement of the 20s is different than the strength of the 30s. And the strength of the 30s is different than the more serene, more miyushav, more down-to-earth attitude to life of the 40s. And that doesn't compare with the knowledge we have in the 50s. And each period has its strengths and the tendencies of the human being. Even a person's nature takes a change. שהטעם בזה כאמור שנותנים לו מן השמיים את התנאים המתאימים אז בכדי שיוכל לתקן את מה שתפקידו לתקן בתקופה זו. The reason behind it is, as we explained when we began the week, that at every period of our lives, they give us the conditions that are fit so that we could do our job in that period. We could do the tikkun that's relevant then. V'dvar Hashem HaRishon shematzinu b'Torah shedibar kadosh baruch hu el Avraham. And the first thing we hear God telling Avraham is, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimolatecha u'mibet avicha. Go for you from your land, from the place you were born, from your father's house. K'neged ha'tkufa rishonam chayei ha'adam. This corresponds to the first period in a person's life. Kasher u'bitziruto, when a person's young, u'mitgabrim bo kol ha'rtzonot v'atshukot v'atavot ha'ra'ot. That's the time that the hormones are raging, all the desires and the improper, the bad desires that swell within him. V'tafkido az litneu mikol ze. His job then is to shake himself clean of all that. Shezeu ha'mavak ha'kashe biyoter b'chayim. That's the most difficult fight in life. That's the first period. His blood is boiling within him, his desire is boiling within him. Overcome. Leave that. Just as Avram had to leave his house, his homeland. The next thing Hashem tells Avram is, walk before me and be whole. She'afi maval karaui et ha'tkufot ha'tavot ha'ra'ot tafkido le'agia le'shlemut. The first stage is avoid the bad desires. In the teenage years, the years where a person's younger and he has more drive. But after he's avoided that which was bad, he has to advance to that which is good. He has to advance to being a whole person. That's what Avram that's what Hashem tells Avram. Walk before me and be whole. Sheitachen etzel adam she'av she'eino chote, could be a person who doesn't sin, ach mikol makom l'shleimut adayin lo hagia, but he hasn't yet reached his wholeness. The rule is, when it comes to the service of Hashem, one is never supposed to stand in the same place. We always have to be advancing. A person always has to walk and be advancing, to move forward. And every year that God grants a person, a person has to take advantage of that year to advance further in the service of Hashem. Not to stand stagnant in one place. We always have to be advancing. My father used to tell me this in business terms. My father used to tell me it's in business, you want a successful business, you keep checking your business, how can I make it better? You never say, well, I have good profits this year. You say, how am I going to make this year's profits even better? What can I make better in the business? My father said, in Torah, in the service of Hashem, you got to do it the same way. You always have to look and see, how can I make it better? Shezeu atzivui hitalech lefanai ve'yei tamim. She'ilech v'yitkadem la'asagat ha'shlemut. That's the commandment that Hashem told Avram. Walk before me and be whole, advance, attain wholeness. V'atikun ha'gamur, and when it comes to completely doing what one's supposed to do in the world, to attain the tikkun, hu'inyal ha'nisayon she'lech lecha al'eretz ha'moriah. That's the idea of the test, the challenge of going to the land of Moriah. Shehu ha'nisayon ha'kashe biyoter. That is the most difficult test. She'tzarich limsor et atzmo legamrei kedei la'amod bo. A person has to dedicate himself completely in order to stand up to that test. U'mikol elu ha'tkufot v'nisyonot ha'chayim. And among all these periods and challenges in life, ma she'yudim mitaken bimei chayav al yedei zeh magia letachlito v'yudo b'olamo. Through standing up to the challenges, a person attains his essence, his purpose in the world. We have to remember that was the point he began with. Don't look at the challenges of life as something to krechts about. The challenges of life are where we grow. That's where we grow and connect to Hashem. That's where we're fulfilling our purpose. And in this, the spiritual world differs from the physical world. When it comes to the material world, even if you're not advancing, you could stand in one place. But when it comes to spiritual things, it doesn't work that way. תמיד צריך האדם ללכת להתקדם. One must always be advancing. ואם עומד במקומו, if he tries just to stand still, הרי זה גוף ונחשב לו לירידה. So that in and of itself, the mere fact that he's not trying to advance is already considered that he's going down. You're always supposed to be advancing. You're not. Okay, you're already going down. ועניין זה שייך בכל תקופה בחיים. And this applies at every point in a person's life. הן בתקופה הראשונה קשה ביותר, be it in the first period of a person's life that is so difficult, שדפקידו אז ללך לך מארצך וממולדתך, that a person has to break out of his land, the place where he was born, then אחר כך, and so too later, כאשר תפקידו הוא יתהלך לפני ויהיה תמים, where his responsibility is to walk before Hashem to attain wholeness, וכן בניסיונות שלך לך לארץ המוריה, and so too in those one-time tests, those one-time challenges that suddenly pop up, and one has to advance and really reach their potential, like Avram did when advancing to the land of Moriah. תמיד צריך להיות הולך בעבודת השם. One must always be in motion, moving forward in the service of Hashem. וכמו כן הוא בכל יום, and so too, every day of our lives. שבכל יום ויום, in every day, צריך יהודי ללך ולהתקדם. A Jew has to be advancing through his day. הן במצוות מעשיות, עשה ולא תעשה, be it with regard to the mitzvos, positive or the prohibitive mitzvot, והן במצוות המסורות ללב, or the mitzvot that pertain to the heart, כגון ואהבת את השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך. For example, we have a mitzvah to love Hashem with all our heart and all our soul. That's something that needs work. And one should be advancing in that every day. We have a mitzvah, et Hashem elokecha tira, to fear, to be in awe of Hashem. It's not easy. Shimeino sek bahim la'asigam. If a person is not trying to attain these mitzvot, harei ze atzmo nesiga, then he's already falling back. Is a person attempting to achieve these or not? If he's advancing, he's advancing. If he's not, he's going back. There's no standing still. Ve'al ken nemru kol hatzivuyim ha'ilu belshon halicha. That's why these commandments were said in the term of walking, advancing. Shora Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram et haderech leklal Yisrael. God was telling Avram the way all of the Jewish people have to behave. Shemchuyavim tamid lelech ulitkadem. They always have to be walking and advancing. Ve'letaken Yehudam, and to fix their, to attain their purpose. Shal yedei ze yetaknu tikun nishmatam. Ve'yagiu el tachlitam agamur bo'olamam. Through this, they will attain the tikkun that they're supposed to attain for themselves, and they'll reach their purpose, their essence, in being in this world. So in conclusion, we just finished this section of the Netivot Shalom. He had asked, how are the two compared? Lech Lecha to the Akedah and Lech Lecha to the land of Israel. And he explained that one is an ongoing challenge and one is a one-time challenge. He asked why it's described as lech lecha, go for your own benefit. How could it be described as go for your own benefit when he's going to Mount Moriah? That's because lech lecha, he explained, really means go to discover who you are. Go to realize your own potential, which is what happened when he stood up to the challenge at Har HaMoriah. And he asked why it's described as lech. Why does God tell Avram three times in his life, advance, go forward, and perform these mitzvot or stand up to these tests? And he explained that that is to indicate to us that in life we must always be advancing. Life is a matter of walking forward, continuous advancements in the service of Hashem, recognizing that the difficulties and the challenges are simply means of our realizing our own potential. They're tools to bring out the best that's within us. Shabbat Shalom.